BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Did it get merged in a wibbly wobbly house?
BBC Radio.
One.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are done.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, are you cuter in lockdown? Some people really think they are. Also, Niall Horan and his vacuum cleaner give us a decent DJ set from the bathroom, which is immaculate, by the way. And more live lounges that time forgot, which I love, on our quiz Don't Look It Up. I want to talk about this today. Some people are cuter in lockdown. Francesca?
I'm looking the best I've ever looked right now. I'm doing top-to-toe tie-dye. I've got socks I've made myself. I had a quarantine crisis. I dyed my hair pink. I'm basically a My Little Pony running around Birmingham, and I love it.
Right. Now, are you actually looking better, or is it all a bit of a mess, but it's kind of working for you?
I want to say I am, but I think it's the latter. Honestly, I'm just working with it. I'm feeling great. People are looking at me like I'm insane, and I'm just like, just go with it, you know? Just have a bit of fun.
You're like Quarantine Bay. This is amazing. You're the My Little Pony edition that comes with a mask.
That is me.
Surely that's only a matter of time. Yeah.
I think so, and I'm welcome to that. I'm all about it.
Oh, I haven't told you, Chris, the latest thing the boyfriend wants to do. You know he's growing a tash.
Yeah.
Now he wants to dye his hair silver.
Oh, he's getting better and better. Again, that's going to take some adjustment in my brain to figure out who or what that could look like.
Yeah.
Who's another grey-headed tash man? Don't know. Going back to the excitable things that you're doing there, My Little Pony, My Little Brummy Pony, what's the deal with the socks? You said you made your own socks.
I have. So I somehow got pulled into doing a blog post for where I work about tie-dye. So I've currently spent my bank holiday weekend doing tie-dye socks. I've got some purple ones on at the moment.
Okay. when everything gets back to normal, is it going to look weird?
It is. It definitely is. If I keep going, people will have no choice but to accept it.
Talk me through what you're wearing right now.
So, right now, I've got a blue, white, greyish hoodie tie-dye with matching joggers, my purple and white tie-dye socks with some trainers, and my pink hair.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to work like that?
I am, yes. Luckily,
it's mad, isn't it? Everyone's able to go to work in what they would wear to a festival.
Yeah.
But it's all right. This is me. This is me now.
This is
quite
me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Niall Horan DJ set at 1 o'clock today. He's picked some absolute banging tunes. A video has gone up on social of Niall saying that he's going to be DJing from his bathroom with his robot Hoover. All the comments are like, wow, even his bathroom is perfect. Beth in Portsmouth, cuter in lockdown, working from home for 8 weeks now, bossing the weight loss, doing all the online fitness classes and diet. She says it's so much easier to stay focused, not smelling everyone's yum lunches and without all the office Karens bringing in cupcakes and quiche. True. No one's missing the... And it's Helen's birthday, so here's a caterpillar cake. That's true. Yeah. Well, fair play to you. Bossing the weight loss and diet, everything that I'm not.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Great news, everyone. Plymouth's got a new supermodel. Hi, Lisa.
I'm so hot right now.
Yeah? And why is that?
Well, my skin looks amazing now because I no longer wear any makeup.
Yep.
And my skin, I've got so much time on my hands that my skincare routine is just flawless, obviously. My hair is so long because I basically got fake, extensions in now because my hair's so long, I can't get to the hairdressers.
So do you think you look better than before?
Yeah.
When did you realise this?
Probably the other day when I realised I didn't have dark circles under my eyes because all I ever do is sleep late now.
It's really working out for you, isn't it?
It's really working out for me. I'm down for lockdown.
Wow. You know when you grow out a little bit, like my hair's growing out a little bit, I think I look like, you know when One Direction started and the hair was quite big, or early Bieber? That's where I'm going at the moment. So surely I'm cuter too.
Straightened it down to having that fringe at the front, because that was always good.
Do you remember when One Direction had to advertise Nintendogs, I think it was, and they gave each one of them a puppy? And Niall was in a little check shirt there, But it was all quite big hair. That's going to be me soon.
No, the thing
I'm
is,
ready
though,
for a puppy.
You think that would just you think that just happened? That was carefully styled by an actual stylist to look like that.
Well, it's the lockdown look, isn't it? You can imagine Cara Delevingne turning to screen, get the lockdown look.
Get the lockdown look. Or one of them annoying fashion adverts that's all in French.
Yes.
When you're just sort of half getting out of bed and spraying a bit of Febreze on your clothes instead
yeah.
of having a wash.
Yeah, exactly.
It's mad. You go one of two ways during this lockdown, don't you? You get
shampoo.
Far cuter or you get far scarier. Like, if you pass people on the street, they either look cuter or they look way more terrifying.
I'm here to tell you right now that lockdown has not worked out for me.
No.
Really?
No, absolutely not. I look much worse.
Well, it's turned your boyfriend potentially grey, and your boyfriend's grey, and he's got a tash.
Yeah, also, yeah, but look at me. I've got one tooth missing.
Oh, yeah, no, I walked the other side of the street just because of how you look, to be honest. Not the 2 metre thing.
So one of the veneers is gone, it's fallen out, and so that's good.
You're like a witch.
You've got a mask, so you can hide your teeth anyway.
Yeah, but like, what about when I'm interviewing people on the radio? And they film it.
Somebody in Sainsbury's the other day, and they had a mask that they bejazzled themselves, so maybe you could do that.
Yeah, but if I wear a mask on the radio, it's going to stand like that.
He's like a fairy tale. What he is he walks around with a sheet over his head, hobbling around with a stick, two teeth fallen out. And then he just needs some sort of magic spell to turn him back into the shiny Scott Mills as we know him.
It's not worked out for me. But listen, I'm glad that you look like a supermodel there in Plymouth.
I do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, I think the advert needs to happen. Get the lockdown look. We'll be in black and white. Rough hair. Rough skin. Rough tracksuits. Rough is the new smooth. Get the lockdown look. Okay, I'm gonna play Ting Tings now because why not?
I'm not sure. Sorry, I'm not sure. I've just got over what you've just said there. What was that? Rough is the new smooth.
Yeah,
that's where we're at, is it?
I'm looking rough okay, as. Hey, do you remember when we did a guide to the Isle of Man? And obviously, you can't really go out and enjoy the Isle of Man or anywhere to its full potential at the moment. But when you can, oh my gosh, do we have a guide for you? Coming up in 20 minutes, we're going to do some of the Chris Stark guides in case you missed them. Someone comes on and says, can you give me a guide because I'm going there soon? Or they live there and they've just fallen out of love with their city or town. So Isle of Man today, listen up all you Isle of Manners, or maybe that's the first place you're thinking of going to when we get out of lockdown. We've got a guide for you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Coming up, new track by The Streets and Tame Impala. Oh,
yes.
You probably like that one, don't you?
Yes,
yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
Do you know what? I'm so sad, Scott. I went on Instagram, got the filter for The Streets, you know, with the sort of, it's like a diamond lighter. And it sort of adds it to you in all the pictures. But then everyone, because the filter's so good, right? People think that's actually what I'm wearing. Which isn't the truth of it. Yeah, because that'd be quite baller, wouldn't it?
Do you know, I love how much of a diehard fan you are to the end, whenever that is.
Always.
Always. The Streets and Tame Impala coming up. Rachel's well excited about the Isle of Man guide coming up, aren't you, Rachel?
So excited, yeah. Been waiting for the day to be represented.
Are you on the Isle of Man now? Are you in Douglas?
I'm in sunny Ramsey, which is in the north.
Okay. So you haven't heard this guide because it has gone out before.
No, I haven't, no. Okay. I've been a listener for about 2 years, so unless it's been within then, I've missed it.
Well, it's easy to miss things, you know, like we do a lot of stuff on the show, but I think, yeah, we've done it in the last year, but you missed it, as a lot of other people would. So maybe the Isle of Man is the first place you want to go to on your holiday when you can. Maybe you live there and you've fallen out of love with it. Rachel, we've got a guide for you within 10 minutes, OK?
Yep, amazing, very excited.
Represent the Isle of Man. We even gave it a national anthem of sorts.
Scott Mills.
So we do these Chris Stark guides to different towns and cities in the UK. Sometimes we even do abroad. Obviously, a lot of these things you can't do at the moment. They're not open. The borders are closed, but don't go in. But when you can, there's some inspired ideas here on what to do on the IOM, Isle of Man. This originated because Max, one of our listeners, got in touch with us and he was about to be going to the capital, Douglas, for a bit of a lad's weekend. So let's wind it back. If you've not heard it before, enjoy. If you have, enjoy again. Chris Stark's Guide to the Isle of Man. Today's Scott Mills' Golden Moment.
Gold, gold, gold. The Scott Mills Golden Moment on Radio 1.
Man, man, man. The Isle of Man. A small but powerful isle that sits in the Irish Sea, almost equidistant from England, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. Archaeologists believe the isle was cut off from the mainland around 8000 BC. Fast forward some years, and the Isle of Man was passed around between kingdoms like an STD at a uni freshers' week. King Magnus of Norway had it. King Edward I of England had it. Edwin of Northumbria had it. So did Robert the Bruce.
Riddled.
Riddled. Now, however, it is a crown dependency, which means the Queen holds the title of the Lord of Man.
She's not a lord.
Yeah, I think she is, from what Wikipedia. The Isle is said to have had the oldest continuing parliament in the world, the Tynwald, founded by the Vikings over 1,000 years ago. The Isle of Man, unlike the rest of the UK, is not in the European Union. If you're listening to this on the podcast, this fact is correct of 10th of April 2019. We don't know what's going on.
Maybe, maybe not.
Yes. Notable Isle of Man men and women include cyclist Mark Cavendish, Bollywood actress Amy Jackson, and famous lovers Thomas Marks and Michael Spencer, who founded their first store, Marks and Spencer's, on the Isle of Man.
Hang on, I thought we said last week Marks and Spencer was somewhere else. No, we did. We did say that.
I just feel like we've said enough about them already. No, we said it was, spread the
we said it was Leeds, rumors. And then people were saying it was Manchester. The Isle of Man was never mentioned.
And your nan's favourite, the Bee Gees, were born and formed on the Isle of Man, famous for songs such as Staying Alive. Play Staying Alive. But it's not just created pop stars. It's also a place that has influenced many, many, many more in their songs. Like this one from Allo Black.
I love man, I love man, I love man. I love man, I love man.
And The Killers.
I love man.
And this one from The Village People.
I love man. I want to be in the Isle of Man. I love man. I want to be in the Isle of Man.
And many more. But perhaps you're not into your music. Perhaps you're into your fitness. And if you are, you could take part in Tough Man, where competitors tackle a 10K or 20K assault course. Will you be a tough man or a tough man woman? The Isle is also popular for filming. Scenes shot here include bits of Alex Rider, Operation Stormbreaker, The Disappearance of Alice Creed, and, can you believe it, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Although it does feel like everywhere has been on Harry Potter.
Literally, they say it about everywhere. Like some of it is filmed in my street, if you ask people. It's not true.
Internationally, the island is best known for the Isle of Man T-Tier competition, a motorbike race that's considered one of the most dangerous sporting events in the world. The isle is also known for its flag that has three legs on it, that looks a little like three doll's legs in a circle. But perhaps you are thinking of getting legless on your trip. Head to the capital. You'll end up in Douglas.
That's where he's going.
And don't we all love having it hard in Douglas? Enjoy its two nightclubs, Guys and Dolls and The Crescent. Or sup beer at the Thirsty Pigeon. And although in its history it's been known as Manx, Ellen Vanan and Little Anglesey, it's actually the Isle of Man, Derek. And there we have it.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
As much as I liked Chris's guide to the Isle of Man, none of you will be visiting in the near future because our borders are closed. Okay, yeah, I know that, but, like, imagine. Because of that, the tourist board, I mean, I was going to say they should pay us. We should get something because people are going to be flocking in their thousands now. When all this is done, we can all go to the Isle of Man, eh, Chris? Eh?
Yeah, and it's something... Well, listen, we all need stuff to look forward to right now. And that's it, isn't it? We will all meet on the Isle of Man one day. Don't know when, don't know when, but we'll be there.
We'll. The Hastings Tourist Board, when we did A Guide to Hastings, actually played it in their board meeting. They did. Hello to Chris, who crashed his car through a stone wall once on the Isle of Man, so that brought back some good memories. Also, Joe and Kent, this is cracking me up. Everyone on the Isle of Man loved the guide. Annie on the Isle of Man, also Paul and Callum and the Foxdale family. They say, we got three nightclubs now, actually.
Scott Mills.
We forgot to mention, this is wild. Simon says they have cats without tails on the Isle of Man.
If you're a child born on the Isle of Man, does that make you an Isle of Man child? Because that's amazing.
Yes, it does. Arizona Service and Roxanne. I like that song, but will never forgive Service for hanging up on me really sharpish on the chart. Have you ever heard this?
No. Tell me more.
Okay. Well, I was just interviewing Arizona Service about the track, Roxanne. Couldn't wait to get off the phone. Listen.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Come see us soon. This is Arizona Service, Roxanne on the official chart. He's gone.
That's class.
I was like, come and see us soon. Not interested.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Come see us soon. This is Arizona Service, Roxanne on the official chart. He's gone.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so you know this. Radio 1's big weekend is back. And for the first time, it's for all of us. It's happening as a virtual festival. So you can join in and join us wherever you are. Big party all across the UK on the 22nd, 23rd, 24th of May. We will bring the festival to your kitchen, your bedroom, or your garden all weekend. You'll hear it all on BBC Sounds. On the headliner stage, you'll get another chance to hear performances by the biggest acts in the world who've played at Big Weekend in the last few years. For instance, you'll get the Miley set from Middlesbrough and Katy Perry set at Big Weekend in Glasgow. There's going to be a Radio 1 dance stage. One Extra will be hosting a stage of loads of their best bits and BBC Music introducing. And then there's the Radio 1 stage, which is going to be all the acts doing a festival set from their houses in lockdown. Also, there's some quite good merch for it, which I'm going to get later. I'd like a t-shirt. There's like a bag I want. And also, like, for this full festival experience from your house, obviously, everyone wants one. You'll be wanting to wear a legit Big Weekend t-shirt or an Access All Areas lanyard pass. They're on sale now from Radio 1 Online, and all the proceeds are going to great causes. All the merch, the profits get donated to and split equally between Comet Relief and BBC Children in Need.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I love that.
As part of the Big Night In appeal.
Well, here's what we need to do then. We need to get this merch. We need to model it because, let's face it, at Radio 1, we're the lookers, right?
Yeah.
We're the money.
No one says it, but it's true.
Sometimes it feels like we're not, but we are. Like, Lewis, look at Lewis Capaldi. He doesn't muck around. Good-looking lad himself. What he did is he found us two. And he recognises that in us. And what we need to do is we just need to model the merch, you know?
Yeah.
Help it sell, because it's a good cause.
Yeah, and put these bodies in that merch and boom.
Exactly. That's the money. That's the money.
Some people would think that they might go for like Maya Jama or whatever. No. But, yeah, you're missing a trick.
That's too obvious.
There's loads of merch online. Go to the Radio 1 website. I'm actually going to get some of this tonight so we can model it, all right? I'm going to pay for it because it's good. It's going to good places. BBC Children in Need and Comet Relief. They split the money equally like they did with Times Like These, the track.
Honestly, Matt, I'm well up for it. I think we should both challenge each other. Let's see who can do this sexier. Okay. And then we can throw it out on social and see who wins.
So grab your merch and find out everything else you need to know about Radio 1's Big Weekend UK 2020 on the 22nd, 23rd and 24th of May.
Scott Mills.
Just looking through some of the merch.
Radio 1.
Ah. Yeah, an A3 event poster. I might get that. There's an event t-shirt.
What are you going to do with that then? The poster, how are you going to model that?
Oh, no, I'm just going to put it...
Is that just going to be you completely nude, just holding the poster there.
Yeah, in the right place. There's an event t-shirt, the one for all of us. Festival pack, it's got like your lanyard in there as well. Yeah, it's good. Get us to model these. I'm going to get some tonight, and it's going to a good cause as well. Although, like, someone's missed a trick here, because we're all going to be at home or in the garden, like, where's the big weekend pyjamas? That's not happening.
Yeah. Good idea, that.
Ready Ones, big weekend is happening. 22nd, 23rd and 24th, and you don't even have to leave your house.
Scott Mills.
Nahor and DJ set coming at one. He's promised us everything from the early 2000s up to the present day. Niall is a DJ for the day at 1 p.m. He's doing it from his bathroom with his robot vacuum cleaner, Robert. Do you remember when Niall was here earlier in the year and we all screamed? We got a load of people, like a whole crowd of people, to scream at him, because that's generally what happens to him everywhere he goes, apart from when he comes in here. We don't cheer at everything he said, but then we did. God, it's that one from One Direction. Look, oh my God,
me.
I love him.
Look at me.
It's my favourite.
Look at me.
I love you.
No.
Come to Brazil.
No.
Do you remember that? Come to Brazil.
Scott Mills.
We've been inviting some big names to do DJ sets from their homes. Peter Crouch did one from his daughter's Wendy house. Joe Root from his man cave. Jade from Little Mix from her kitchen spinning plates. Today, it's the turn of Niall, an actual One Directioner. Hello, Niall Horan.
Hello, Scott and Chris.
The last time I spoke to you, you were in your house in London. Where are you now?
Still at my house in London.
No way.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? Jeez. Have you changed your pants since I last spoke to you?
Yeah. No, I'm on top of that. The house has never been cleaner. I've never been cleaner. I've never been fitter. I've never cooked better. I'm a better version of myself, to be honest.
You're a better house husband now, aren't you? Have you bought anything into the house? Like, have you, you know, just out of boredom, got things delivered? Stuff that you might not even need.
Oh my God, I'm ordering so much.
Yesterday, I ordered, they arrived yesterday, baking tins.
Nice.
I swore that I wouldn't be that person. And I've been like kind of taking the mick out of people who have been baking to, you know, because everyone fancies themselves as a baker now, apparently.
No, we're now all that person, all of us.
I know. So here we are now. I've ordered circular tins, rectangular tins, you name it, I've got it.
You know when you put your name on the packages there, because you're you, do you change it a bit to like Niall Horan or something?
Yes, sometimes I'll put like my initial or something.
Do you?
Instead of my full name, or like my cousin will order and on his account or something, and we'll divvy it up that way.
See, these are the things that if you're really famous, you really have to think about, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what you got to try doing, though? Baking, right? To slow hands. It just works.
Baking to slow hands?
It's like sexy baking. If you do it to slow hands, it just makes everything a bit more seedy. Well,
slow hand is basically sex music, that's why. What else have you ordered?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I've gotten even lazier.
Yeah?
I have bought a robotic Hoover, this little dude that goes around on the floor.
Yes, I've seen that. I want. Yes, because I first saw this on Breaking Bad, and they're amazing because they somehow deal with the stairs and stuff like that. Like, they're quite intelligent. And then when they're about to run out of battery, they just return to base and charge themselves up for another go cleaning
the
house.
It's unbelievable.
Awesome.
It's like looking at me at the end of my 5K run. It just kind of like gets slower and sluggier, and then I just go back to the house. And the robot does the same. It's quite intelligent.
Now, have we had any videos of the robot yet?
No, but I should send you one in if you want. He could be part of my DJ set.
Yeah, fine. But also, can we see that on Instagram, please? Like, that's content.
Yeah, 100%. I'll give you content. If it's robotic Hoovers, you're into it, Scott.
You need to name it.
Yeah, we called ours Robert.
Robert, classic.
Yeah, and Rob, we just, it's kind of like having a dog. Go to my cousin, Willie, where's Robert? And then you kind of shout at him and then go and press his button and then it comes on.
Yeah, you've been in lockdown ages. Wow.
Exactly. What are we on now? Week 5? Haven't lost the plot once.
Yeah. Anyway, Niall is DJing. From what room are you in?
I'm in my bathroom.
Fabulous. Okay. The only other person that DJed from their bathroom so far, Gemma Collins. So you're in good company.
Yes, great. Well, yeah. it's me and my Hoover Robert.
What we should do from here on in, because all the jingles up to now, everything towards this has been Niall Horan, DJ set. From now on, throughout this mix, it should be Niall and his robotic Hoover.
Okay, Robert. So yeah. Niall and Robert from the bathroom in the mix.
Yeah.
Niall, what are we going to go for first?
I've chosen first to kick it all off, You've Got the Love by Florence and the Machine.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
Banger, banger.
Niall Horan.
And Robert the Robot Vacuum Cleaners Bathroom Anthems.
Niall Horan's with us on Radio 1 in the mix. You've Got the Love. Strong start. Florence and the Machine. Obviously, your tour with Lewis has been cancelled. But yeah. I heard that... are you writing music together virtually?
Yeah, we've been doing a little bit. We did a night last week. We're going to do a night this weekend, I think.
You already wrote a song together, but you don't know if it's going to be released or not.
Yeah, we still haven't really spoken about that. We should probably have a think about that. We're quite useless. We end up writing and then having a few beers and forgetting about all of that stuff.
Oh, I hate that. You know when you write notes down and you're like, oh, and the next day you're like, what's that?
Exactly. Is that even me?
Yeah. Did I write that? Okay, yeah. What are we going to next?
I actually integrated this song into my BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge this year, and it is Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People.
Now Horan.
And Robert the Robot Vacuum Cleaners Bathroom Anthems.
To the people, Pumped Up Kicks, it's Niall and his robot Hoover Robert in the mix on Radio 1.
Have you challenged the robot to do anything yet? Like, try and give it a heavy load, see if it can take it.
Literally, yeah. When I was baking, there was obviously a bit of a mess, and I just kind of just find myself being really ignorant now and just, you know, when they're cleaning up, just getting the cloth and just wiping the whole counter onto the table just to see how, or onto the floor and see how he can do. And you kind of find yourself like sitting there having a cup of tea and kind of rooting for him. You know, you see him going into a corner, you're like, come on, Rob, you can do this, pal.
By the way, Robert's smashing this DJ set so far. Is he doing a couple of lines of Flower right now or set the scene a bit?
He's off his nut. He's been around at max speed here.
It's the strong flower, the one that you can't get.
Fully charged.
he's the only man in the self-raised flower. He's the only one that can get it.
Yeah. He knows somebody. Hey, you're all about the 5K runs, aren't you, at the moment?
Yeah, but my knees are giving in, so I bought, do you know what I did buy? Bought a bike, like a road bike.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so... I'm just going to rip it around there and go and try and get fit that way because my knees are not able to. I've got 60-year-old man knees.
What are you doing about golf?
Nothing, pal. Just watching it on telly and putting it around my house and chipping around the carpet.
You've got to be missing that.
Yeah, big time. That and a few pints in the pub.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what the pubs will look like on the first night?
Oh, my God. You'll be able to get near.
I'm going to book tables for 3 days in advance in the local pub.
Yeah. Booked N. Horan.
Yeah, and Robert. Don't forget Robert now. Come on, let's get another tune on.
Okay, what's next?
Me and Robert. Robert actually chose this one himself. This is Rolling in the Deep by the lovely Adele.
Now Horan.
And Robert the Robot Vacuum Cleaners Bathroom Anthems.
Thank you. Niall Horan's with us and his robot Rubber in isolation in his house, and it's Adele rolling in the deep. I'll tell you what video you're like. If you look on Chris's Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were saying about going back to the pub. Chris, tell them about our favourite video now.
You know when EastEnders has a really like emotional scene? They have to play the piano version
that special
of the theme
music.
Tune, and it just goes on and on and on. And it like for some reason nearly makes you cry. Well, it's Barbara Windsor, Peggy Mitchell.
When she leaves EastEnders and she's saying goodbye to the Queen Vic.
The Queen Vic's all boarded up and they're playing the piano EastEnders theme. I'm going to play you a little blast.
And she stands outside the pub and looks at it for ages. That's what it's like when you walk past your local at the moment.
Yeah. Lots of stuff.
It's really emo piano. Here we go.
There's Peggy looking at the pub. Oh, God.
Get out, Martin.
Get out.
Yeah.
It's so emo. You would like
oh,
that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've been going on like walks and runs around my area and I looked in the window the other day of the pub and it had all the pint glasses stacked in the window on crates. And I was just like, that is torture. And
yeah.
Loads of people do this. I've noticed this. Loads of people go peering in through the windows.
I've seen people do it.
We're all doing it.
I miss you. Right. I'll never take you granted ever again.
I'm going to just like walk in and start commenting on how nice the wallpaper is.
Totally. I'm never going into a pub with mates and going, should we skip? Like, this is an absolute hole. I'm going to embrace every... The worst bars of Britain are going to be the most glorious things ever.
Right, let's have another choice. Niall, in the mix with Robert, his robot Hoover. What have you got?
I've got Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa.
Now Horan.
And Robert the Robot Vacuum Cleaners Bathroom Anthems.
Right, Niall, amazing DJ set today. Say thanks to Robert as well.
Yeah, legend.
Yeah, no worries. Rob says thanks. He's going around buzzing around the house here.
All right, well, maybe next time I speak to you, you will have left the house.
Yeah, maybe next time we speak to each other, we'll be in a pub together doing a radio show.
Imagine.
Also, no pressure, but soon you're going to be one of the only One Directioners that hasn't got a kid.
Yeah, apparently so. It's me and Harry now.
Keep up the good work.
Robert's a full-time job.
You've got Robert.
Can I have your final track, please, Niall?
Yes, it is Walking on a Dream by Empire of the Sun, one of my favourites. I haven't heard it on the radio in a while, so this is why I wanted to choose it this time.
Good to speak to you. I'll speak to you soon. Stay safe.
Thank you, my lover. See you soon.
Now Horan.
And Robert the Robot Vacuum Cleaners Bathroom Anthems. Walking on a dream.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Oh, Johnny in Cardiff, what's going on?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm intrigued to see what the choice is for bangers.
I bet you are. Okay, Chris is here. He's at home today. I'm in the studio. Who do you normally go for?
I'd normally go for Chris, but slightly.
But slightly.
Just about most of the time, yeah.
Okay, so you are delivering what in the Rofe area of Cardiff right now?
Yeah, delivering parcels.
Okay.
Yes.
What time do you knock off? What time's your shift finishing?
Normally I finish around 2 o'clock. So, yeah.
You know when you're delivering the parcels and that, are people still being as lovely? Like when I get a little delivery to the house, so I'm looking out my living room window at the moment. Whenever I get a little delivery, I sort of look up and give a round of applause, you know, and a thumbs up. It still feels like the right thing to do. Are you getting a bit of that?
Yeah, definitely. People are polite anyway, but definitely people are more grateful, I think.
You get
a lot of people talking to me and saying thank you, so yeah, it's really nice to see.
But you are in Wales and everyone's friendly there anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right, so for the end of your shift, let's find a song to soundtrack it. I've got this. Don't be afraid to catch fish. Ride your club and chase through. It's the sound of the summer.
The cheeky bomb.
Yeah. Feels, Calvin Harris, and some others. Baby, I know you ain't scared to catch
feels. Yeah. Me. Good too.
Yes. Pharrell's on it, Katy Perry.
I like that. Do you know, good, cause, summer. Summer banger. Yeah. No, not for you. It feels warm to me.
I want the sun on my face.
Yeah. All right. And if that's what you're in the mood for, my banger choice today is the one. Johnny, you can have this.
Oh, you've out-summered me. Rubbish.
I've just slapped this on the table. This is summer for me in a song. Love it. This is Twista, Sunshine. Yeah, you can have this if you want, man.
Okay. I'm not going to win. I'm not going to win.
That's a good one today, boys.
Yeah, it is good.
I tell you what. Yeah. Both good choices.
Yeah.
But I got to go with Chris.
Yeah.
Come on.
I could hear it in his voice.
Let's get them dollars. Let's get this money.
BBC Three's adaptation of Sally Rooney's international bestseller is finally here.
I did used to think that I could read your mind at times. Maybe that's normal.
It's not.
And we're obsessed with normal people.
Join me, Ivana Lynch.
And me, Riyad Khalif, as we focus on conversations sparked by the series.
The universal themes of love, relationships, growing up and finding yourself as a young adult, especially in a small town in West Ireland.
Plus, we'll be joined by members of the cast and super fans of the book and series.
Obsessed with normal people.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Twista, Sunshine, our stats man, who does all the stats for bangers, I think he said before that has never, ever lost when it's been a banger's choice.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
There
but what are. A tune.
Whipped that one out, didn't you? And smashed in two my feels, Calvin Harris choice. Annoying. Okay, we'll do another one. More bangers at 2:40. If you want to pick the song on Radio 1, either my selection or Chris's, get ready. We'll ask you to call around 2:30. Lauv, Modern Loneliness, a new track by Griff, G-R-I-F-F, which I really like coming up. And our quiz, Don't Look It Up, returns at 2 today. 3 rounds, find someone to play against. For a lot of people, it's the structure that they're missing in the day at the moment. So around 2 o'clock, maybe play on WhatsApp with your mates from work, or you can play with yourself. Today's rounds, do you want to know what the 3 rounds are?
Yeah, let's do it. What are we doing?
Celebrity tattoos. More live lounges that time forgot.
Oh, that's my favourite. I love that one.
And Twitter. 3 rounds on Don't Look It Up. You're not allowed to use your phone to look up the answers. Around 2 o'clock.
Scott Mills.
Adam in South Wales says, I had window down singing every single word. The right choice. He's talking about Twister and Sunshine. Jordan in London says, can we have some more bangers stats, please? See, the thing is, Jordan, you'd be only one of the few people that actually enjoys them. The rest of people are like, oh, stats. Hi, Katie in Lincoln and her sister Emily in Leeds. They play our quiz on FaceTime because they're both isolating alone. They miss each other lots. Yes, good quiz for you today, Katie and Emily. Around 2 o'clock. Hi, Nathan. And hi, Harry in Hull. Working from home, designing part of the new London sewer system. Whiffy. Years and Years and King. This morning on Radio 1 Breakfast, Greg covered one of the weekend's biggest news stories. You may have heard about it. It was the return of the Dorset Knob Eating Contest. The Dorset Knob, of course, a crusty piece of bread native to the region, and it's an eating competition. And Greg found some fairly extraordinary coverage of this in the news.
Now, you've got to be careful what you're searching for online if you're trying to find this story.
It's a minefield, isn't it?
The Dorset knob-eating contest usually attracts big crowds to watch competitors eating as many of the county's traditional biscuits as they can in a minute. Well, this year, 100 contestants were live-streamed gobbling knobs. Kate Scott from Shaftesbury beat off stiff competition, eating 8.5. The event raised more than £1,000 for Weldmar Hospice Care in Dorchester, and Kate's hopeful she'll be able to defend her title in the flesh in Cattistock next year.
We know what you're doing, BBC South, today.
Yeah, so they know exactly what they're doing, and it's fairly obvious. Now, something new here, it's come to our attention that on BBC Wiltshire this morning, and thank you to our colleagues at BBC Wiltshire for letting us know about this. We are one BBC together. We have some audio of yesterday's knob-eating competition. This is just in.
We've got Carl Saville.
Yes, hello, my yes. Knob's out.
But your knob's out, great. What? Anita Harrington.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello, Anita. Simon Holt, you're there with... Oh. What do you enjoy most about getting the knob in your gob?
I enjoy its delicious, rich texture and its enormously complimentary flavours with cheese, especially. I love knob.
You eat them on the regular?
Yep.
Wow. Was that Sue Davis there, the presenter? I believe so. Big up, Sue.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, this is Don't Look It Up. Do it every weekday, except Friday, at 2 o'clock. Three rounds. Today's rounds are celebrity tattoos, live lounges, time forgot, and Twitter. Play along with someone. Let them know. Tell them on WhatsApp or text. No cheating. I will find out. 81199... Who are you playing against today and what are you playing for? Maybe the loser has to make dinner tonight or buy some drinks from the supermarket or even go to the supermarket. Okay, the quiz is three rounds as always, and here's our glamorous quizmaster, Will. Hi, Will.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Yes, what was your weekend like, Will?
My weekend was good, Scott.
Didn't do much?
Didn't do much.
No, same. Okay. Chris, Will's here. That's good.
Yeah. Let's do this then. I like the prize. I saw someone text in last time. We should do this. Slave for a day, right? It's where someone in your house just has to do everything you ask.
Right.
Keen?
Yeah, very keen. What? So if you lose, then you're someone's slave for a day?
Slave for a day, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I like this one.
Okay, so we've got three rounds. The first one, Will, is...
Celebrity tattoos.
Round one. Okay, play along on WhatsApp. We all have 5 seconds to write down each answer. So write it down. If you get the answer right, obviously you get a point. Yes, Will?
Question one. Who is famous for their the female boss tattoo on their forearm?
Okay, we get 5 seconds for this. I don't think I need it, but here we go. 5 seconds. Female boss, who's got the tattoo? I'm going to say Tulisa.
I've gone Tulisa.
The answer is Tulisa.
Yes. Tulisa Constabulos.
Tulisa, yeah. No extra point for that.
Okay. Well, we all know that because she showed it off at the beginning of X Factor, which if you look back now, it seems quite rubbish. But at the time, it was definitely a thing. Okay, number two.
Question two. Who got the phrase small charcoal barbecue tattooed in Japanese characters on their hand before realising their error? That was the phrase small charcoal barbecue tattooed in Japanese characters on their hand.
5 seconds. This annoys me so much every time. Why do they not check and check again? You're about to have that on your body. Check what it says, idiots. Who can it be? Oh, I don't know. I've put down Lewis Capaldi.
Wow.
Chris?
I'm not sure, to be honest, so I'm going to go Ed Sheeran.
Yes. The answer is Ariana Grande. She thought it said Seven Rings.
And it says what?
It says small charcoal barbecue in Japanese characters. I believe she's had it removed now.
Give yourself a point if you said that is Ariana Grande's terrible tattoo. And next.
Question three. Harry Styles has what tattooed on his collarbones?
5 seconds. All the Stars fans will know this. I'm going to say penis.
Very tricky, this, isn't it? I'm going to go just little...
He's got a lot.
I'm going to go little squiggles. Just little squiggles there.
And all the Harry fans will know this and be shouting at the radio. Well, the correct answer?
The answer is two birds, one on each collarbone.
Oh. Is it?
He had them on show when he came to see us in December, yeah.
Oh, see, that's bad that I didn't notice that as well, isn't it? Really bad. Okay, so in there we had, what are the correct answers again?
Tulisa, yep. Question one. Ariana, question two. And two birds was the answer to question three.
Fabulous. We'll continue with Don't Look It Up next.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Chris from Derby says, does my girlfriend Helen get half a point on the Harry Styles question for putting wings because birds have wings? No. Sorry. Someone put swallows. Is that fine, Will? Swallows is fine, I think.
I think they are actually swallows, yes.
They are swallows, so good. Okay, so people aren't doing that well on the tattoos front, so let's go for round two of Don't Look It Up. This is a quiz where you're not allowed to use your phone. It's like, if you know, in pub quizzes, they're like, oi, you're cheating. That's the same, and I will find out.
Round two.
Round two, Will, is...
Live lounges, time forgot.
Oh, I love this round. Okay, so I'm guessing we're going to hear some, are we?
You're going to hear three clips, yeah.
Okay. All right, so Live Lounges, Time Forgot. Obviously, Live Lounge has been a long time now. We're not going to remember every single one. And believe me, not all of them are classics, as we're about to find out. Yes, Will?
Question one. Maybe more famous as a TV presenter now, who is this covering Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire, in the Live Lounge?
Oh, 5 seconds. Write it down. Oh. More famous as a TV presenter.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to say Tess Daly.
I am going to go Alicia Dixon.
Oh.
It is Alicia Dixon.
Is it? Doing Sex on Fire, Alicia Dixon.
Wow.
Alicia Dixon. Wow.
Oh, wow. Wow. I don't remember that one.
No, you've really dug these up from nowhere, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, next one, please.
Question two. An artist with two number one singles, known for his drops more than his vocals, but who is this covering Taylor Swift in the Live Lounge?
I used to think that we were forever, and I used to say, never say never.
God. 5 seconds. Who's that?
This is mad. I don't know if my guess is ridiculous or...
More famous for his drops. Well, see, I was going to go for Calvin Harris. Chris?
I'm not sure if this is a stupid thing to say or not, but I'm going to go Example.
The answer is... Example.
Oh, come on!
Wow.
He's racing ahead.
Covering Taylor Swift. Okay. Next one.
Question three. To Scott's favourite musical genre now on Radio 1, what track is folk singer Scott Matthews covering here in the Live Lounge?
And that was in the Live Lounge, was it?
Correct.
What a mess.
That's
5 seconds.
That is the worst.
What was the question? What genre? No, what song?
What song?
Okay, Seven Nation Army. White Stripes.
I've gone Seven Nation Army.
He has. I can see it on the Zoom.
You've written it down on the Zoom. Okay, so we both get a point, do we?
A point apiece. Full marks for Chris in that round.
Wow.
Come on.
So many live lounges, you just don't remember. Anyway, let us know how you did on points for that one as we head into...
Round three.
Yes?
Twitter.
Just Twitter?
Twitter.
Okay, you know, with the Live Lounge one, you know, what we should do is get whoever was presenting the Live Lounge at the time's reaction to the Live Lounge as well. That would be fascinating to hear.
I'm sure we can find those.
I can find that.
Probably Fearne Cotton a lot of the time.
Okay, Twitter.
Okay, so this is vague. What's this one then?
Three questions about Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how better to explain it.
All right, fine, let's go for it. Question one.
Question one. As of the end of February 2020, who is the most followed person on Twitter?
5 seconds. I'm going to say Selena Gomez.
I'm going to go Ariana Grande.
The answer is Barack Obama.
Is it? Maybe I was thinking more of Insta rather than Twitter.
I think he was like peak Twitter.
Yeah, he was actually around that time. Okay, give yourself a point if you said Barack Obama. Next question for Twitter, question two.
Question two, in relation to Twitter, who is Larry?
Oh, okay, 5 seconds. Chris?
I thought it was a cat, so I'm going to go cat.
It's the little bird icon, isn't it?
Larry is the name of the Twitter logo, yeah.
Larry the Twitter logo.
Larry the bird.
Okay, Larry the bird. So you gave yourself a point if you... That came up in a previous quiz, that's how I knew it. That's the trouble now. They're coming around, aren't they? This is, we're all quizzing so much. If you thought the Twitter logo was Larry, then give yourself a point. Question three on Twitter.
And the final question today, and it's currently Chris 4, Scott 3... The most prolific tweeter of all time goes to a Japanese girl at yogaduan_00. But how many times has she tweeted? Closest gets the point.
Get off your phone. Get off, Scott. Look, you're reaching for the phone there.
I'm not reaching for my phone. I'm working the buttons. 5 seconds. That's not... No, it's nowhere near me. Okay, I'll check it out.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That was a false accusation. It was a mouse.
What?
No. Oh. I mean, like, your computer mouse.
Oh,
sorry.
I thought you saw a mouse in the studio on Zoom.
Sorry, I thought you reached out for the mouse. I thought it was a phone. Oh, you've now thrown your phone. There's no mouse in the studio right now.
Oh. Okay, what's the name again, please?
At yogaduan_00.
And she's the most prolific tweeter.
Yeah, she's the person that's tweeted the most, but how many has she tweeted?
Is this to the nearest something or other?
Just the closest gets the point.
What's she tweeting about? I don't follow her. I don't think.
How many times has she tweeted?
Yeah. How many times has she tweeted? Yeah, so I'm looking for a number.
Okay, I'm going to say 1 million. Chris?
I'm going to go 1.1 million.
Oh. Okay, the answer, please.
The answer is...
36,402,262. About
what? Mukbang. Maybe. So Chris takes the point and wins it 5-3 today.
One! Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Rachel.
Hello.
How's your day? 1 being terrible, 10 being great.
Probably a 7.
Okay, so it's kind of, it's average, really, isn't it? It's above average, actually, slightly.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm working and I'm busy, so it's fine. It's okay.
Are you working from home?
I am, like most people.
Now, have you set up a little desk there, or are you just working on the sofa, which I find leads to doing no work at all?
Yeah, no, I had to set myself up a desk because I was working from my bed and also doing nothing. So yeah. I've had to move into the kitchen.
You've got to make it feel a bit like the office still, right?
I know, but I don't have my comfy office chair, so I need a cushion, basically. Okay.
Where in the UK are you?
I'm in Horsham.
It's good, though, because you can get to have Radio 1 in the background all day. We're playing some good tunes and kind of trying to make you smile at the moment.
do, but because I'm playing Radio 1 through my Alexa device, then I have to keep shouting at her to turn off every time someone phones me, so it's slightly problematic.
Yeah, I got that, because you can't be seen to be listening to the radio and enjoying yourself during a work Zoom, can you?
Not really. It's not very professional.
No. All right, so I've got a song. Chris has got a song. Chris, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I really hope you're in the mood for this one, because I just feel like this could be a real moment. Coming up, this is my banger choice today.
Oh, hang on. I've got the wrong bit. Say that again.
You ready to go, Mills?
Yeah, go.
Okay, my banger choice is this.
Oh. Not bad.
I love this song so much. This is My Chemical Romance. Welcome to the Black Parade.
Oh, Rachel, it's more than not bad. Come on. Okay, this is my one. It's Wayne, One Hit Wonder. No Letting Go. Wayne wonder where he is now. We could get him on the official chart. We do this on Fridays before I do the new chart. We find out where chart stars from the past have gone. Last Friday, Cascada.
You could call it the Wayne Wonder years.
Yeah. Leave that with me. So, Rachel, what are we going for?
I think there's a very small chance that my husband is listening to Radio 1 right now, and if I didn't go with Chris's choice, he would probably file for divorce.
Oh, no. Oh,
I'm really sorry, Scott. I'm going to have to go
with
Chris.
What's his name? Quick, what's
Andy.
His name?
Andy.
Big up Andy. Enjoy, man.
All right, well, Rachel and Andy, thank you for my second non-win of the day, and here's Chris's choice.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band.
We always say it, music is so powerful to lift people's moods. Kate in Wells in Somerset says, excellent. I was feeling a bit meh today working from home, but Black Parade properly cheered me up. Thank you, Chris. And I normally go with Scott. Yeah, I mean, you can't really fail with those two today. Going for Twist of Sunshine and then the next hour, My Chemical Romance, Welcome to the Black Parade. It's just sad to see, to be honest.
Look, big songs, but you're so right. You know, occasionally you listen to a song and you start really listening to the words, and for some reason it kind of fits. It's weird hearing that song in sort of current circumstances.
Yeah,
but I like that. Hopefully it's given at least someone out there a boost.
Not even disappointed, just sad to see, like, twice in a row that you would pick those against mine, you know.
Anyway, there's an ego that's been bashed here, though.
We'll resume tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow, we are back with an actual Spice Girl in the mix. Melanie C from 1 o'clock.